on the Hat Morning Podcast. This is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
In the planting safety video that will be released on Monday by the Indiana State Department of Agriculture and Hoosier Ag Today, ISDA Director Don Lamb makes the statement, and I quote, "We're all in this together," unquote. Now, he was talking about farmers and consumers both sharing roadways and how each needs to take steps to be careful during planting season as those large pieces of farm equipment move up and down rural roadways. A farmer himself, Mr. Lamb, knows all too well the dangers that farmers and non-farm motorists face during the planting season. While his statement may seem a bit of a cliche, it jumped out at me as being true, not only for just traffic safety. When we think about agriculture, we tend to think of those who produce and those who consume. Both sides often overlook the connection between the two. Even while walking through the aisles of a grocery superstore, most consumers fail to see how agriculture is part of their lives. Likewise, farmers tend to dismiss the feelings, opinions, and attitudes of consumers about agriculture and food production as being uninformed and irrelevant. The reality is that both sides are very much a part of each other's lives and businesses. Consumers depend on farmers to produce nutritious, safe, good-tasting food at affordable prices. Farmers need consumers to buy what they produce and at a price that allows farms to make a profit. While this is an oversimplification of the farm economy, it is the basic link between farmers and consumers. There is, however, a wide gulf of misunderstanding and miscommunication between these two groups. Consumers feel they have the right to tell farmers not only what to produce, but how to produce it, and in many cases, what they think it should cost. Yet they fail to understand that they know almost nothing about how food winds up on their store shelves, how it is produced, and what goes into setting the price. Now, farmers tend to forget that the customer is always right, even when they're not. We in agriculture often dismiss their Franken-food phobias and fickle food fads as unimportant. Both sides need to remember that we're all in this together. A lot more communication and a lot less activism would go a long way towards bringing both sides closer together. Maybe it starts with a greater realization that we are all in this together, both on the roads and at the table. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.